We are now joined by Matthew Jackson, of course, plays for the Tennessee Titans going into his second year. Matthew, good morning. How are you?
How y'all doing? Good morning. Good morning.
We're fantastic. So what has the last few months been like for you? You obviously had your rookie year and all of that, but then go through a coaching change and have a new staff in there. What's it been like working with Coach Callahan and his crew?
No, it's kind of like basically going back into another rookie year, you know, just with a new coaching staff. You know, I went in basically trying to learn a new coaching staff with the coaching staff of what Mike Vrabel had. And just coming in with the new coaching staff, it's just been a different experience with different coaches and stuff, which you will really have when you have culture changes. But it's been pretty good. Personalities are clicking a little bit, different moods and standards. So it's just been an abundance of joy, basically.
In listening to Denard Wilson talk, I mean, I want to run through a wall. And, like, I couldn't help this team at all. But he seems like a fiery guy, somebody that you would want to go and play for. What's it been like working with him?
It's been well. You know, it's different having player coaches. You know, they know the game. They've been in the game. So their attention to details and characteristics and – basically attitude is going to be way more different because they've actually held a football or hit somebody with a football. So he just brings a different tenacity about how he attacks the game, which if you don't have that mentality as a football player already with being on the defensive side, then you kind of would drift away. But I definitely have that aggressive mentality. So it's been pretty fun.
We're talking Titans linebacker Matt Jackson on the Chase and Big Joe Show. All right, my man, you have a football camp this weekend. Tell us where it is, what's going on, and why this is important to you.
So I went to Hillsborough High School. It's in Nashville, Tennessee. So I will be hosting it at Hillsborough High School. It will be from 10 to 1. And I believe that it's key for me to have this because I mean, I've done a lot of things in the community with me being growing up from Nashville. I see where the communities are at, and I'm just like, okay, well, what can I do to still bring joy and a little bit of excitement to the kids? Me knowing I'm not the biggest superstar on the Titans, it's still pretty fun for the kids to come out there and see me and for me to give back to the kids and stuff in the community. So I was like, let me host my first annual camp. I know I've never done this before, so it's kind of a new experience for me also. But I just like, what way can I give back to the community? So that's why I wanted to host it.
How can people get information about the camp on Saturday?
If they want to follow me, my Instagram is Matt, MATTA, Jack, JACK, and then 1212. The link is in my bio for registration, and everything is free. We have food trucks out there, tons of events for kids to win, little incentives and stuff like that. So, yeah, just go to the link in my bio, MatterJack12, and click to register.
All right, we'll get it out there. We'll have to spread the word because I grew up here, so did Chase, and we love the fact that you guys give back to the community and where you grew up and all that, so which is fantastic doing that. Let me ask you this, Matt. What do the Titans classify you as, a linebacker or a safety or kind of both?
I'm a safety now. So I know going out of college I was considered a linebacker, but they actually did the position change, like basically when I came onto the team. And I moved to safety. So I'm primarily safety now, both playing free and strong. So, yeah, I think I've converted myself. I know in college I was outside linebacker type, but I've converted myself to a full-blown safety.
So how difficult was that, making that transition from being a linebacker to a safety?
I mean, I think the main, the main difference is being able – to have to control a lot of things. You know, safeties, they have to do a little bit more communicational things. So having to talk and basically be the quarterback of the defense. I know they usually say the middle linebacker gets everything set up, but I think it's primarily more of the safeties that make all the checks. So it's just adjusting to being more detailed in my mental as far as being able to make calls and make adjustments and stuff like that.
You mentioned, you know, a player's coach and all of that in Denard Wilson, but Steve Jackson obviously played for this organization. Yeah. He's been here a few times. Getting to work with him, how has Steve in the early going kind of helped you in hone those skills at being a safety?
He's been a very good, I won't say, I know he's a coach, but it's more of a mentor about the game of playing safety, because he's had a lot of years at coaching players and also playing in Super Bowls and being a player too. So it's more like a mentor of how to really be detailed enough to play the game at safety and stuff like that. He's always giving critiques and stuff like that to better each of the safeties' games, and he's so detailed and he knows like everybody's style. He's gonna always let you play to your style and what comforts you as a safety, and that's all you can ask for with transitioning from like linebacker to safety, just being comfortable and your back pedal and making your decisions and stuff like that.
And look at you now. We're talking to Matt Jackson, Tennessee Titans safety, played at Hillsborough in Eastern Kentucky. Tell me what it was like, Matt, when Vrabel told you last year you made the team as an undrafted free agent, because it doesn't happen every day.
Yeah. It was pretty shocking to me. You know, the nature of the game is not a lot of people make it out of being undrafted and stuff like that. So with when I got the call and I got went to the office and stuff like that, I was kind of shocked. I cried a little bit, and I was extremely happy, and I was just blessed that this opportunity was given to me.
Who, let me ask you this, who cusses more, Mike Vrabel or your head coach at Eastern Kentucky, Walt Wells?
It is a fine line between those two, and when I tell you fine, it's very, very fine. But I will have to probably – I haven't talked to Coach Wells in a little – in a hot minute, but when I was a player, it had to be probably Wells on the end of that. But it's not always bad cussing. It's just that's
right.
How he talks sometimes. So I won't necessarily always say that it's bad and he's always yelling and fussing. But it does jump at you a couple of times just to hear it. So yeah.
I when you made the team, because Coach Wells and I are very good friends, and he's a great friend of the show. When you made the team, he called me. I'm not kidding you, like 9 times. I didn't have my phone with me. He kept calling me. He was so excited, Matt, that you made the team, that he was like a proud dad, man. It was very cool.
Yes. I know. He had told me that I was his first head coach player to ever go to the league. So I know he had other players that went to the league as him being an offensive line coach,
right,
or assistant and stuff like that. But I was his first as of a head coach. So I know he was really proud of me of making that team and stuff like that. So
that's really cool. Again, your football camping, follow you on Instagram. Make sure I got this. Matt Ajack 12, yes. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
There you go. I put on Instagram, football camp this Saturday at Hillsborough, 10-1.
No, Friday.
Friday. I'm sorry. Hey, yeah. Matt, if people just want to show up out there, can they?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be open. It'll be open.
All right.
Not having it closed. So.
All right. Friday,
yeah,
Hillsborough High School, 10-1.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Matthew, appreciate it. Congratulations on everything. And enjoy the break before training camp in a couple of weeks.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Matt Jackson joining us, a Titans safety here on the program, and what a cool story.
It is.
And, you know, looking forward to seeing what he can do with this new coaching staff.
Now, you've heard this. You're the boss here, Chase. There's good cussing, right? As you just told us, there's good cussing and bad cussing, and then Matt experienced the good cussing from Mike Vrabel and Walt Wells. So remember that when I'm in my cubicle screaming over there. Well, he's just good cussing.
Yes, indeed. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.